6 months after Hurricane Maria, mayors from Connecticut's largest cities are asking the governor for his help in supporting their new evacuee populations. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, they're asking for assistance in three areas.
A letter signed by Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin, Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim, New Haven Mayor Tony Harp, and six others was sent to Governor Daniel Malloy Monday. The mayors want the governor to ensure that federal money earmarked for schools to pay for evacuee students arrives in the districts as soon as possible. They also want help in eliminating a potential obstacle in the way of jobs for Puerto Rican evacuees, asking the state to waive fees for occupational licenses. Finally, they want Malloy to petition the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development to allow more than the maximum number of occupants in one Section 8 housing unit for those who get housing vouchers. Bronin says his city may be on the hook for more than $1.2 million in taking in displaced students.
I think what's important is that we as a state come together to make sure that the communities that are experiencing the greatest influx of displaced residents are able to welcome those residents appropriately. You know, in Hartford, nearly 500 students have enrolled in the Hartford Public Schools since the hurricane. And, of course, that happens after the state grants are set, and it's a significant cost.
In the letter, the mayors applauded Malloy's inclusion of $400,000 for evacuee families in the proposed 2019 budget, but they're seeking more immediate help from the governor. Speaking Tuesday, he did not commit to more specifics.
I think we made a proposal on distributing money to the districts already, and I think we're pretty proud of our response, and we will continue that response in assistance to our fellow citizens.
Malloy said he'd take a look at the letter, but he hadn't received it yet. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.